All That Isn't Singing by Judy Reeves.
It was nearly 2 a.m. when Louise finally got up. A bright moon shone through the drawn shades, giving light enough to see Sarita's suitcases by the door. She couldn't sleep, and she heard Sarita, too, in her bedroom. The creak of her bed, bare feet on the hardwood floor when she got up to use the bathroom. Louise turned on the radio low, lit a cigarette, and let the match burn down until it scorched her fingers. Smoked until she couldn't stand it anymore, then mashed it out and went to Sarita's room. She stood in the doorway. "You asleep?" Sarita's hair a dark outline against the pillow. "Can't sleep." "Me either," she said, and that familiar stone lodged in her throat. Sarita pushed away the tumble of bedding and Louise slid in. She lay on her back, pulled the covers around her. It was darker in Sarita's room, just a crease of light through the bathroom door, shadows sharp against the ceiling. "I don't know whether to be excited or scared," Sarita said, both of them looking up at the ceiling. "I don't know whether to be glad for you or mad at you." "Trade your feelings." Sarita slid her foot over, nudged Louise's. "Maybe I'll get a dog," Louise said, their feet bumping against each other under the covers. "An Irish setter." "They're pretty, but not very bright," Sarita said. "But they say they're the most loyal." Their feet bump, bump, bump. "What kind of dogs do they have in Cuba?" Sarita turned on her side, leaned on her pillow, hand buried up to her wrist in curls. "Mongrels," she said, and bent down, kissed Louise's cheek. "I'm going to miss you, Luz." Somewhere far off, the wail of a siren muffled by the night. So hard to keep from crying. "Maybe I'll get a cat instead," Louise said. "You know, independent." The tears slid out anyway, trickled down her temples. Sarita touched the wet place on Louise's face, wiped it with her fingertip. She held Louise's foot between her two. "I won't be able to hear music without thinking of you." She kissed Louise's cheek again. Sarita's dark halo of curls brushed against her skin, her breath cool on her wet cheek, and she couldn't hold it back. She pulled Sarita close and sobbed into her neck, sucking in her hair. Sarita held her, too, their bodies against each other, so that even through her pajamas, Louise could feel the spasms of her diaphragm against Sarita's. Sarita cooed in her ear and held her through the drowning of it until she could climb back to the surface, breathe again, swallow without the pain. In the other room, the radio so soft she could barely hear Johnny's theme song, him signing off like he always did. Remember, memories always start around midnight. Somewhere, the ambulance she had heard had found its destination, and its siren stilled.